Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
A big story in the paper today in your column, Scalia death, KO's gun bit. Explain.
Yeah, the State Pistol and Rifle Association, which brought a lawsuit against Governor Cuomo's SAFE Act, you know, gun control law that was passed in 2013, this lawsuit was trying to throw it out. They've decided not to appeal it to the Supreme Court because of the death of Scalia, a conservative justice. They feel now that the best they would be able to get on the Supreme Court is a 4-4 split vote, which would actually be a win for the current law.
From that to Chris McGrath, who's he and what's happening?
Chris McGrath is a Senate Republican candidate in a crucial special election on April 19th on Long Island to fill the seat of former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos. He apparently is supporting a minimum wage hike, which, you know, the Republicans right now have been kind of cool to the idea of Governor Cuomo's $15 minimum wage hike. McGrath's people says he supports a minimum wage hike. They won't say whether he supports 15, although they don't rule it out either. They just say it needs to be done that, you know, protects businesses and all interested parties.
A key Assembly Democrat strongly opposing Cuomo's plan to require the little-known state public authorities control board to sign off on all city affordable housing and other projects statewide. Explain that and what's going on.
This seems to be the latest installment of the war between Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio in New York City. The governor and his budget proposal would require that any tax-exempt bonds that are spent on, like, affordable housing projects, particularly in the city, and IDA projects upstate, that they would have to go through this PACB board, which is made up of representatives of the governor, the assembly speaker, and the Senate majority leader. James Brennan, the assembly representative on the board, says it doesn't make sense that it could delay crucial housing projects in the city, so he opposes it. I don't think the assembly Democrats going to support it, certainly not in its current form.
Finally, no, not the mighty Casey, but the mighty bombastic Buffalo businessman Carl Paladino struck out on Friday.
Yeah, he was hoping that maybe they would get a vote at the state Republican convention, basically having the party endorse Donald Trump before the April 19th primary in New York, but he lost out. Some insiders say it just didn't have the organizational skills, wasn't good at counting heads. There wasn't enough support for Trump to bring it to the floor at that day.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joined us on Monday. And Ken, we thank you as always.
Anytime. Be well.